Matt Greenwood back with more KJF Sports Talk, and I'm speaking with Landon Porter. He's a junior wrestler for the DeSoto Dragons, and this past weekend he picked up career victory number 100, beating quite the opponent for sure, a guy named Tyler Curt, and he beat him 4-3, so obviously a pretty tight contest there. But as a junior, got career victory number 100 on Saturday, and certainly a worthy and notable opponent to get that win number 100. So, Landon, I want to first off congratulate you on such the accomplishment.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Let's dive into the matchup a little bit. I think a lot of people would be curious. You know, 4-3, that's pretty tight. Kind of take us through the whole match, if you will, and how it all ended and unfolded for you.
Me and my coaches had a game plan going in. We talked about it all day, you know, assuming that we both made the finals, that we were going to make sure the matches keep close, and hopefully we end up that we're in better shape than the other kid and were able to pull something off at the end, and that's what happened. It was 0-0 going into the second. I got an escape for one, so it was 1-0 going in third. I let him up to tie it. He just puts the pace more on my feet, get him a little bit more tired. But he ends up taking me down about a minute in to the third, so it's 3-1 him. About 30 seconds left, I get an escape to be down by one. And about 10 seconds left, I took him down to win it.
Oh, very nice. So you won by pin. Was that how it would be scored?
No, it was 3-2. And I got a takedown with 10 seconds left for two more points, and I rode him out. So it was 4-3.
Okay, very well. On the official score, what does that go down as? Like a not a
major? It's a decision.
Decision, okay.
It's a regular. Yep.
Regular decision. All right, well, good. Certainly something that's going to stick out in your mind for quite some time as you move
right
forward. And it wasn't just win number 100 for you, Landon. It was also season win number 19. You're now 19-0 this year. Kind of take us through the season up to this point, obviously minus the match that you just finished Saturday, but kind of how things have been going for you so far this year.
They haven't been going too bad. I got thrown right into the fire first match of the year. I wrestled the number one kid in class two. First match, and I had a dogfight with him. And then I want to say my fifth match or so, I wrestled the number two guy in class three, and I pinned him. So it's just been a lot of ranked guys I've been wrestling, and it's definitely the toughest competition I've had in a season so far since I've been in high school.
And, you know, last year, I'm going to bring this up, last year you finished second at state as a sophomore in the 285-pound weight class. I imagine finishing that high probably gave you the confidence in yourself that you can accomplish just about anything. Would that be a correct guess?
Oh, absolutely. I just feel I can hang with anybody in the state right now.
And I'm sure getting up to win number 100, the caliber of opponent that you're able to beat, I'm sure that's just going to keep increasing that confidence in you. Just to give our listeners a little background, the guy that you wrestled, as you mentioned, you know, all season you've been kind of wrestling ranked guys, top of the line wrestlers. This guy Tyler Curd that you beat, you told me before we started this interview, he's a 2-time state champion, and also in the freestyle wrestling realm, he finished as a champion at the national level in freestyle wrestling 2 years ago. So obviously, you know, that's a high caliber opponent for you. When you go up against guys like this, when you're going up against a highly ranked opponent, what's the heart rate level like as you not just get prepared, but then you get into the circle with them and start going at it?
You know, you get pretty amped up because you just, the excitement or the, in this case, the nervousness of wrestling, did you know, is he's one of the best guys in the country. So you get pretty amped up no matter what you're feeling. But once you get out there, it's just you and him. You can't really hear anything or tell anything that's going on around you.
I want to talk a little bit about the rest of the season moving forward. Obviously, the goal in mind for you, Landon, is to get back to, you know, the state meet and hopefully get that gold medal, if you will, finish first place at state. In your mind and Coach Brown's mind, what's it going to take to get you there? What do you feel is what you need to sort of work on to make sure that you get that state championship this year?
I'd like to work on pushing the pace more in my matches, you know, score more points. I mean, from this year to the past 2 years, I've probably doubled my takedowns already. I wasn't a very offensive wrestler the past couple of years. But I just like to attack people more this year. And other than that, I just got to keep doing what I'm doing, stay in shape, and then beat the kids I'm supposed to beat.
Now, you talk about staying in shape, and obviously that needs to be what every athlete goes for, regardless of sport. But you say, you know, take it up a notch a little bit, be a little bit more aggressive, be a little bit more on the attack. What exactly have you done to stay in shape? What does Landon Porter kind of do on a day-to-day basis to make sure he's ready to go out there and wrestle every day?
In practice, my pace is definitely a lot higher the past 2 years. I don't find myself huffing and puffing as much as I usually do. I have good partners that are willing to try to keep up with me and coaches that like to push me. So it's just and getting in that extra running you need to get some weight down, stuff like that.
All right, well, very cool. I know I didn't get a chance to speak to Coach Brown before the season began, but Landon, kind of give us a little insight as to the team. Name some guys for us and kind of how you feel about the group that you're with this year.
We got a pretty good team this year. Logan Zimmerman, our 170. He's ranked number one. We're looking for him to win a state title. You know, his little brother, Connor, he's the top guy at 138. Hopefully he slips into the medals. And our 182 is also a top six guy in the state. That is really cool. Cole Watson, our 182, is really looking to make a run at this deal in February.
All right, very cool. Landon, before I let you go, I want to get right back to you one more time. Again, career victory number 100 with a 4-3 decision over Tyler Curd. Who did you celebrate this victory with? What was sort of the celebration for you after you got win number 100?
My celebration was getting in a minivan and getting the heck home. It was a 4-hour drive, and I couldn't sleep that night. It was just, I can't even explain it. Just the excitement, just wanted to get home, get out of there.
All right, well, very cool. Well, hopefully we get a chance to speak with you after the season, hopefully as a state champion, and certainly wish you the best of luck moving forward, Landon.
Thank you.
All right, that is Landon Porter, DeSoto Dragon Wrestler, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk. We're back with it next.